Minimum Competence in Scientific English, Unit 4.3, page 53, The Disposal of High-Level Radioactive Waste. It appears to be a law of nature that the richer countries become, the more waste they produce. The UK currently produces 500 million tonnes annually, much of it polluting, toxic or hazardous. Developing techniques for coping with different types of waste, and particularly nuclear waste, will be one of the major problems of this century. As a result of the present widespread concern for ecological problems, one of the crucial issues facing the nuclear industry today is the disposal of high-level waste, HLW. HLW is primarily a byproduct of nuclear power facilities and weapons programs, and although in fact it is quite small in volume, it accounts for 95% of radioactive waste. Accumulated world stocks currently stand at roughly 110,000 tons, but this figure is steadily growing at an estimated 10,500 tons a year. It should also be mentioned that present storage facilities have not proved to be totally reliable. There have been several reports of cracks developing in concrete cooling tanks, leading to incidents of leaking. A large array of different HWL disposal procedures have been proposed, including disposal of the waste in space, in glaciated areas, and destruction by nuclear transmutation. At present, the foremost candidate is disposal in deep geological formations, and recently there have been a series of thorough feasibility studies carried out to this end. A lesser-known variant of this technique is disposal of HLW under the seabed, which some researchers claim has certain very worthwhile advantages. Basically, the process works as follows. Standard, well-tried petroleum drilling technology would be used to drill a hole to a depth of several hundred meters through the upper layer of sediments on the ocean bed. A cylindrical steel pipe would then be inserted and containers of vitrified nuclear waste lowered into the pipes by cable. Each container would be packed vertically and separated from the next by 20 meters of sediment. As the ocean floor covers almost 70% of the Earth's surface, it would be fairly easy to locate sites remote from populated areas. Furthermore, the danger of seismic activity would be minute, as there is a wide range of sites in the Atlantic or Pacific Oceans that are far from the boundaries of tectonic plates and which have remained geologically inert for tens of millions of years. The natural plasticity and low permeability of the ocean sediment provides suitable packing material to stop any cracks which may appear. And at a depth of 1 meter below the ocean bed, there are virtually no living organisms capable of transporting radioactive material. This means that even after the inevitable corrosion of the steel pipe and the container, radioactive migration would not exceed 1 meter in 24,000 years. Finally, the ocean provides a huge dilution capacity if the safety system fails.